8781 today.
I knew they were going to get me eventually. It looks like Muammar Gaddafi's tent could be propped up on tent on tent. Could be a tent on Trump's lawn. Easy for me to say. Hey, everybody. Kate Delady, America tonight. We're starting with a lot of stuff relating to terrorism, including this. Terrorists with Al-Qaeda ties are plotting towards stadiums and hotels. The feds have a new warning on this. Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security and their brethren, the FBI, issued these security bulletins to kind of raise the level, if you will, on terrorist interests in sporting and entertainment venues and also luxury hotels. Gee, that's helpful. So do we not go in the middle of the NFL season to watch our favorite teams? Do we not stay in a nice downtown hotel, especially if some company's putting you up that you might be interviewing with? What does it mean to raise the awareness? Well, here's the deal. The bulletins were sent on Monday and spread out around the country, apparently. It said they didn't know any credible or specific terrorist plots to attack U.S. stadiums, arenas, or luxury hotels. Okay. Just that groups like Al-Qaeda view crowded stadiums and arenas as potential targets. Did we not already know that? Do you think every law enforcement person is aware that where you have big crowds? I mean, how many times have we talked about the tunnels and the subways in New York? And of course, just like the movie from 20, 25 years ago, maybe longer than that now, Black Sunday, if you remember that. You know, when you have people, 100,000, 80,000, whatever the amount of people stuffed into a stadium, of course that would seem likely that if a terrorist could get in there and explode a bomb, that would be what they would want to do. So it's very strange because you have DHS and the FBI saying they don't have any information regarding the timing or even where or what the target is, just that they believe that we got to raise that security awareness for all the local people. So in other words, they tell every single person in Dallas, in San Francisco, in New York, in Minnesota, everywhere across the country, you know, we're hearing a buzz and we think that there's some activity going on. Especially, I think this is on the heels of those three guys that were picked up, if you remember those recent arrests, where they had this plot to detonate bombs in the U.S. Right now, they're charged with lying to federal agents during the investigation of the so-called alleged plot. But as to the specifics, there are no specifics on this. So I guess my question to you is, America, is your awareness up or have you let your guard down? And when you hear something like this that's so vague, there are no specifics on this, does it make you a little uneasy at the thought of sending your kids off with some tickets to go and watch a football game? Or like I said, you're traveling somewhere. Hey, you're just an average business guy and you're going to downtown wherever and they're putting you up in a decent hotel. Should you be concerned about this? I guess the answer is, since 9/11, haven't we all been aware of what the possibilities are? I mean, look, I know that when there's something going on, they have to alert the cops and other people, FBI agents that are regional, etc., to what's happening, of course. But with no specifics, I mean, there is no road map here. No road map. Pretty tough, I think, huh? Do we have that little chant again? I know they're in the background somewhere, just waiting to nail me. That's awful. All right, this stunning news, too. Boy, the San Ysidro port of entry at the U.S.-Mexico border in California, very, very popular. In fact, I've been through that. It's been a long time since I've done it, but I have been through that entry point. The one that I've gone over the most, I think, besides Tijuana and San Diego, is is El Paso and, of course, Juarez, which now is just a death zone. You'd just be walking to your death as an American going over that Zaragoza Bridge. It's crazy. Well, San Ysidro apparently pretty dangerous, too. You had four people who were wounded by gunfire. You had three vans, check this out, packed with 70 people headed from Mexico toward the border, and then suddenly gunfire like they were at the OK Corral all over the place. So you have immigration and custom folks and border patrol agents firing their guns, and three of the people that were hit critically wounded, the fourth person, and then even a fifth person also injured. They were running. Don't know about their condition at this point, right? And this happened at 3-something in the afternoon. It's a crime scene. So they had to close it down. And this, like I said, this is a pretty busy area. Had to be kind of, I think, would shake a few people. If you're across the other side of the border and you're trying to come over, imagine you're like in this line and this whole thing unfolds in front of you. This is like my biggest fear, what's now happening in Mexico because of the drug cartels, and they could care less. I mean, doesn't matter. Human life is not valued. It's about the dollar. It's about protecting their assets, the drugs, the money, the whatever, the guns, etc. So you cross at these border points, which used to be tourist things. You kind of are doing it at your own risk anymore. I wonder how many people are taking that dance across to Tijuana anymore. You know, people used to go over, spend a few bucks in Mexico, have a day trip, go eat somewhere, go see a bullfight, take in the local action, whatever. I bet you more and more on the other side of things, the reverse side, while people are trying to get out of Mexico or smuggle things in, I bet the reverse is not true, that not so many people are doing the American tourist thing, which in San Diego was huge, that San Ysidro part was huge, and in El Paso, very, very big as well for people to just go right over and spend some dollars on whatever was going on in Juarez and the plaza, buy the hats, etc., go get a meal. But honestly, enter at your own risk in light of what's happening now. They're still investigating, so there's not a lot of details on this, but you can bet somehow it is linked to, obviously, people crossing over the border and jammed in that van. Who knows if they were smuggling anything in besides people, which gets more and more dangerous. The coyotes who just don't care. They're just trying to get people over the border. And look what's happened here. Hey, coming up on this show, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're also going to talk about my favorite people on the hit list, the Garritos. And now they're saying, you know, they were digging up the backyard, worried, finding bones, wondering what has happened in a few other cases. Perhaps Philip Garrido is linked to those as well. So the investigators who finally finished up this search of that property, I mean, they tore it up, say that the initial things that they found don't connect them to the disappearances of two young girls. But they're not eliminating this guy in any way of these two crimes. I mean, they found these bone fragments, right? And they could be human, but they're so old. In trying to figure it out, it's going to take them time to be able to do that. They even found teeth on another property that was adjacent to theirs. They think from an animal, but they're just not sure. Can you imagine? I mean, crazy. We do have a silver lining in this story, not for the Garritos, but for J.C. Lee Dugard, who, of course, was their victim, allegedly. Of course, they haven't been tried yet, but how many people don't think that they're guilty of this? Sad, sad, sad story. Coming up next, the ATN head shrinker to talk about something really serious and sad going on in this country. Judith Barr next on America Tonight. Stay with us.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over were smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet.
Welcome if you've just tuned in to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Very, very, very sad, heavy subject to talk about. And, geez, I hope if anybody out there is contemplating this, that you reach out to a family member, a friend, or even a hotline, whatever it takes. Apparently, more than 8 million Americans actually seriously considered taking their own lives, and they do this every year, and I think that number may even be a little bit higher depending on the statistics, because we don't have statistics that we can necessarily wrap our arms around. You gather them from the hotlines and from the counselors and people that you talk to, and certainly we've talked to some of them on this show. Who better to have on to talk about why this is, and is it a money thing? Is it because of the recession or worries over the dollar or worries over the paychecks? Is that what it's about? Who better to talk to than the ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr? And you know her, you love her. She is the author of Power Abused, Power Healed. We've had her on many, many times. Judith, thanks for hanging late with us.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kate. I'm really glad to be with you tonight.
It's not a stretch, is it, to say that, of course, people contemplate suicide for lots of reasons, but with the financial crisis and what's happening to families and people losing jobs and just struggling, I would think that a lot of this relates to money, to financial worries, right?
It relates to money. Let me see if I can walk you through this very basically, and then if you want to talk in more detail, I'm glad to do that.
Okay.
Basically, Kate, our relationships with money are formed in childhood, even though we're not aware of it. And money really symbolizes for us something other than money, something we're not aware of. I'll give you a couple of examples. If somebody's saying, I have to fight just to get enough money, and I explore with them, I might find out that what that really means is she has to fight to get enough of mom. Or if a man I hear says that if I have money, I'll be in danger. If I explore with him, I might find out that he was the baby in the family and he got all the attention and toys. And when he got something, his brothers would beat him up. Mm. So it's not the kind of thing people think that money symbolizes for them. And it's rooted in childhood. So that's step one. Step two, if we're in the here and now and there is something stressful in relationship to money, like the recession, there will be a part of that triggers for us here and now feelings. But the bigger part will be that the childhood feelings will get triggered and we won't be aware of it. This is the key. If you're not aware of it, you can't really deal with it. The next step is that when we're children, pain is too much for us, and we reflexively find many ways to not feel the pain, starting with burying it. But if the pain feels unbearable to us, we will find what is called escape hatches to escape from the pain, again, without being aware of it. Maybe we'll do it before we even have words. Maybe there will be feelings that will be the escape hatches. But eventually we may find the words, say even as early as 3, even though still we're not aware of it. Although maybe we will be aware of it. Maybe a 3-year-old is angry at mommy and says, I'm going to go live with grandma, and walks out the door. Mm. Even though she can't get to grandma's, her idea is to run away. Maybe a little child is angry at mommy and bites mommy. Maybe a child starts to feel like he doesn't want to be here, or he wishes he were dead, or he wishes he were never born. Those are the kinds of, you know, early, very simple words that go with escape hatches that we all, even if we're not aware of it, we all, when pain is unbearable as children, find ways to escape it.
The way to get healthy, Judith, is to go back. It's like we keep saying, right? It's to go back to the childhood. That's what you do. You have to explore that, right?
Yes, and here's another important point for this, for the underlying thing, Kate. If our parents haven't helped us build our capacity to feel and understand our feelings, and name them, and draw a boundary between the feelings and acting on them, then we just continue to feel our feelings as unbearable and to unconsciously resort to these escape hatches, at least as a possibility. But if we grow up and that little child is still alive inside us in our grown-up body and personality and is still feeling and experiencing those feelings and those situations is unbearable, they may actually act out on the escape hatches. And I think that's what's happening today. The recession is triggering people, triggering early feelings that are to a child unbearable, but that the grown-up has not yet learned how to build the capacity to feel those feelings and not act out on them in a way that's destructive. So the way to do it is to build your capacity to feel and to get the help to be aware of what the root is of these tremendous unbearable feelings you're having today that are really feelings of the child inside you.
And you know what? And wouldn't it be great, we've talked about this before, if people who had that feeling, especially the overwhelming feeling, if they would just seek help. But you know this because you've been in this career your whole life. There are, and it's not just men. I know that there are a lot of men that wouldn't explore their feelings. They just are afraid to go there. And there are some that absolutely open up and do this and get treated and whatnot. And the same with women. I mean, I think it's across the board. So, what if somebody sees somebody like this, what can you do to help them, to try to push them in the right direction, I guess? Push might be a bad word, but try to get them to open up and seek help instead of ending up like so often we see when you sometimes watch the news and it's a suicide that's reported, whether it's somebody famous or not famous or just even among a neighborhood group where they know that's happened. And always the people say, Judith, you know this, they always say, wow, I had no idea. Gosh, he seems so nice, and they seem happy, or I had no clue. Or the opposite, gee, he was a good worker, but he seemed antisocial, and I knew something was just absolutely wrong. What can people do to maybe reach out to other people, not just themselves, but to people around them?
Right. Well, that can be a very delicate thing, but here are three options I can offer for right now. To talk to that person about that there are options, there are possibilities. There's a wonderful article on my website, powerabusedpowerhealed.com. It's under the archive newsletters, March 2008, and it's an article on the escape hatches. It's much more complete than I can do in a few minutes. Print that article out and give it to them, because if you know, if you start to get a glimpse that your feelings and the sense of the unbearableness of your feelings are of a three-year-old child that's still alive inside you, you're likely to want to help that three-year-old child, mm-hmm. not to act out in a way that will be destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple of things. And if you can refer somebody, if you can suggest to somebody to find a good therapist, there's also an article on my website, again, it's powerabusedpowerhealed.com, about what to look for in a therapist. And there are some very specific things you need to look for to get help with those kinds of feelings. You need a therapist who isn't going to be afraid of feelings. A therapist is going to be able to help you trace the feelings, not act out on them, and really heal them at the root for that little child.
Yeah, boy, hopefully people are hearing this, and if you know somebody in that situation or you yourself feel like you're in that situation, please go to the website, and that's certainly some great suggestions there. I would love to see that number reduce. As we said, we don't have any hard numbers, but wouldn't it be great if the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, the numbers were going in the direction, meaning that people were feeling better, were getting help, were treating whatever it is that led them to where they are now. That would be terrific if more people were open to that, because there's so many possibilities out there, and there's so many great things that life has to offer if more people would get the treatment, get the help that they need to deal with things that have happened in the past. Judith, it's always great to have you on the show.
I love being on with you, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And a couple of different times Judith gave out her website. It's a great website. Go there. Trust me. I mean, hey, everybody gets down. There's no question about that. I don't care if you are super optimistic. Please, anybody listening to this show, I hate to hear about anything with suicides. Get help. Get some help. It's there. It's out there for you. Absolutely. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got odds and ends.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you're ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
I'll tell you, I don't know why, but we used to do this thing where we had this daily salute. I know why we did the daily salute, because there's a lot of good things that are happening around the country, and we talk about so many of the frustrating things, and I've said this, and some of you are starting to bite on this. It doesn't have to necessarily come from my head. It can be something tremendous that's happening in your own area that I would have no idea about, something incredible that people are doing there or somebody's done or something that should be recognized. You can always send me an email about that to americatonight.net. But I came across this story today that I thought was absolutely incredible. You know, the whole idea of 911, and you think of a kid in a kid's mind, 6 years old, 7, 8, 9 years old, to have an intruder be in the house and to know, that kid know, to get on to 911 and have the presence of mind to talk to the person on the other side and convey what was happening and not be hysterical or afraid or what normally most of us would go through. I'm sure I would be panic-stricken as much as I would try to keep composed. And we're talking about an 8-year-old. So listen to how this all unfolded in this 911 call.
911, South Bay Chambers, where's your emergency?
96068,
killing a drug. 96068, drug.
There's two robbers in the house right now. Can you please?
Don't hang up on me. Whatever you do, are you hiding?
Yes.
Is it somebody talking in the background?
Yes.
Who is that?
There's a robber.
Did you open it?
Yes.
Open the door. Go out. Are you out? Tell me when you're outside the door.
I'm right here. I'm right here, Mom.
Where?
Thank you. I called the police. I got the phone. Thank you. We made it. Oh, my God.
All right, absolutely incredible. How about some applause for the 8-year-old with a presence of mind to do that? Yeah, can you imagine? How about it? I don't know, Donovan, when you were 8, do you think you could have made that kind of a call? Can you just put yourself in that kid's shoes? There's robbers in the house, and you're describing what's going on. I thought that was amazing.
Well, thankfully, I never had to be in that position. I'm not sure manage it with quite that much aplomb.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could have either. I mean, I wasn't a dumb kid, but I don't think it has to do with being dumb. I think it just would be the normal fearfulness. Where were you in the house? What did you hear going on? Could you get to the phone and again, handle it the way that 8-year-old did? That's absolutely incredible. And there's an example of 911 working and somebody being able to get away. It's a good thing to teach your kids that just if something's wrong, if something's happening, you can do that. You can, if you're right by the phone, you could call and you could tell the kid was whispering, which I thought was great. You know, are you whispering? Are you hiding? Just amazing. And a lot of times too, on the other side, what is the 911 operator thinking and screening those phone calls? Because there are so many pranks and things that happen, but the 911 operator said she knew that it was truly something was happening and it was a child and it wasn't somebody pulling any kind of a prank. All right, we have a lot to cram in on things that have happened across the U.S. and elsewhere that I haven't hit. One of them is something that affects many of us. You know, talking about 911 and what would happen if you had a child and would they be able to jump on the phone and do what that 8-year-old did. There's a couple of other things kind of related to that, and it's having to do with presence of mind, although you could really stretch this into knowing how do you know. They're talking about now that we've got this higher terrorism alert and that law enforcement types, and I've mentioned this already, should be aware of what's going on across the U.S. as far as sporting events and entertainment events and that sort of stuff, stadiums, hotels and all that, and especially hotels in New York, because there could be some compromising. There could be backpack bombs or, you know, whatever. And there's no specifics as to where. So do you tell your kids, hey, if you see something suspicious, it could be a terrorist? I've wondered that, because after 9/11, obviously our way of life changed, and kids weren't stupid. They knew what was happening. Kids of all ages were told what was going on. Lots of them left school. They had to be picked up from schools across the United States. But now you have a whole new crop of even younger kids. What do you tell those younger kids about being alert, about watching their surroundings? You know, and how far do you go? It's just an interesting question for the parents out there listening. How far do you go in not scaring your kids to death if they can't have, quotes, the normal, enjoy the normal things a kid would enjoy without being paranoid beyond belief, but yet keeping themselves safe somehow? All the things that I don't remember learning about other than not talking to strangers and accepting things or going to cars and all that sort of stuff was driven into my head and knew it, but not to the level that these kids have to know now. A couple of other things. All of us have this in common, at least most of us probably, unless you're keeping your money under the mattress. You have a bank account somewhere. Maybe your bank account is at Bank of America, or as I like to call it, Bank of Mexico. So even the other day I had something happen and I was on hold and they're like, if you need to send money to Mexico, I'm not kidding you. It said that in the tape that I was listening to. Anyway, jokes aside, Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase are going to loosen their overdraft policies because on the Hill, a lot of people are complaining about the fees that have been imposed by banks. Has this happened to you? If you are a B of A customer, you overdraw your account by less than $10 in one day, what happens is, and J.P. Morgan customers, if their account is overdrawn by five or less, they're saying no fees, right? But before, I mean, you were nailed for everything. In fact, a study was done by the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, right? And they found, I didn't want to use the acronym, and they found that consumers are getting slammed with fees anywhere from 10 to 38 an item in the automatic overdraft programs, right? So it's, of course, been extremely controversial as to what banks are doing. How much are they making with these debit cards, all the money that's being incurred? So now, because of the crackdown, I guess the good news is if you're a person who occasionally gets caught in this, you don't have to sweat it as much because you're not going to get slammed necessarily with the higher fees. And they're going to require banks to get permission, in fact, before enrolling customers in an overdraft deal. Because that was the other thing. In some banks, they just automatically, boom, you're already there. And which I think is strange because if you didn't enroll in it, how can they assume that you wanted to be part of the whole overdraft thing? I don't know, Donovan, did you ever have problems with, not keeping close enough eye on your account and then suddenly some ticky-tacky thing went through and you got charged an outrageous amount of money for a check that was really not even very big?
I think we all have at one point in
I hate
another.
That.
It is, sadly to say, still a continuing problem sometimes.
Watch that balance. You know what it is? It's because with debit cards, sometimes people forget what you put on the debit card or when it came through or, whatever. That's why it's always a good, not that you have all the time in the world, but it's always a good idea to check your account online and then you'll be able to nail it. In fact, with me, I'll tell you a story that happened that many of you probably can relate to. It doesn't have anything to do with overdraft fees, but I use the debit card a lot because, I never have as much cash on hand. So just for silly things, whatever, errands or grabbing some fast food somewhere, and somebody got my card, because you think of all the times you hand over the debit card, and if they wanted to scribble down the numbers on the back and whatever, I mean, let's face it, they could go online and start ordering things, and that's what happened to me. Somebody paid like a Verizon bill, which I didn't have Verizon, and they paid a bunch of other things. And luckily, because I check my account, I knew, called the bank, they took care of it, they're going after the person for fraud or whatever. And of course, then you have to get a new card. But it's just something to be aware of with the debit card thing, since I bet most of you listening to me, most of you guys listening to me, you go in the hardware store, you're just picking up something. I mean, I'm saying little things, not giant big screen TVs, although you might put that on the debit card too, but just little things you're running around getting. And then, man, you get nailed if somebody copies down that information at any of these restaurants or any of the places you've been, and it's ugly, then you have to go through those charges and figure out what was yours and what wasn't. And usually it's pretty obvious what wasn't. But then you have to go through the rigmarole of having them put the money back in. birthdays this day in history and news you could have used coming up around the bend.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Bruce Springsteen, also actor Jason Alexander with a big birthday. Remember him from Seinfeld. Julio Iglesias celebrating a birthday. Mickey Rooney celebrating a birthday. Mary Kay Place. Elizabeth Pena, an actress that you've seen a ton. If you don't know her name, I guarantee you know her face. So we got birthdays coming up, and there's some that... Remember I used to do that thing where I'd say... I think you're going to know five of them. Notice I've been really digging hard so that you'll know more people on the list. Also, today, what is today known for? Well, today is Piano Players Day. Today is also National Puffy Pancakes Day. What's a puffy pancake? I mean, isn't a pancake a pancake? I know you can make them different ways. I don't know. Thicker pancakes? Use that Bisquick. That's how my family's got Bisquick, and then they come out a lot thicker. Of course, it depends on how you make the batter, right? All right, check this out. Also, today is Neptune Day. It marks the discovery of the planet back in 1846. Did you know that? Neptune is four times larger than the Earth, and it takes 164.8 Earth years to revolve once around the sun. Neptune is 2,796,700,000 miles from the sun, or, to make it easier, about 30 times farther than we are. How about that? 1846 is when they discovered it. Mm. Today is also National Dogs and Politics Day, a day to remember the dogs who lived at the White House, like Abe Lincoln had Fido. I'm not making it up. Franklin Roosevelt had Fala. Harry Truman had Mike and Feller. Dwight Eisenhower had Heidi. Lyndon Johnson had him and her. That's bad. Richard Nixon, of course, everyone knows Checkers. Ronald Reagan had Lucky and Rex. George Bush had Millie. Everybody knows that. Bill Clinton had Buddy. George W. Bush had Barney. And Barack Obama has a beau. So the names, a little bit to be desired, I think, in some cases when you go back. I cannot believe that Abe Lincoln had a dog named Fido. Like I said, I could not make this stuff up. All right, let's head to news you can abuse. And there's some interesting things in this category, I think, of the show this time around, including this one from Seattle. It's the Seattle Mariners versus the Dream Girls. Check this out. The Mariners are dropping their legal fight to keep a strip club from opening near the ballpark. Now, here's what they've done. In exchange, owners of the Dream Girls Club have agreed to limit outdoor ads, those cheesy ads, the, you know, big-breasted ones, and signs. Dream Girls will also provide private security outside the club. It's about 400 feet away from Safeco Field. The Mariners had sued to block it from opening. The team argued the strip club would have a negative effect on families visiting the stadium. Boy, that's pretty close, 400 feet. What do they mean when they say they're going to limit outdoor ads and signs? Probably have a giant sign with somebody who's overly endowed, let's say, and arrows pointing to where they're located. I mean, who knows? This from San Francisco. You can live like a president or a prince if you have the money. Don't we all know that? San Francisco's famed Fairmont Hotel is actually updating the penthouse suite. JFK stayed there. Prince Charles stayed there. A lot of famous people have. The suite takes up the entire eighth floor. It has three bedrooms with baths, a formal dining room, seats 60, has a terrace overlooking the city and the San Francisco Bay. Guests get a butler, a housekeeper, a chef, a masseuse, a personal trainer, and a fully stocked gourmet kitchen. If you can tear yourself away, guests have the use of a Ferrari. The Fairmont's Tom Klein says it's $15,000 a night, and he says at that price it's an incredible giveaway. What could you do with $15,000? Again, that's the difference if you have bucks to just blow. This was an interesting story from the New York Post, or about the New York Post, let's say. If you were walking around New York a couple of days ago, you might have thought you were reading the Post. The headline said, "We're screwed. Thousands of New Yorkers found that they were punked. The Post was a spoof. Time for the UN summit on climate change." That's when they released the spoof. Stories in the fake paper predicted massive climate catastrophes and public health disasters. A statement from the Real Post called the parody a limp effort. The statement adds the Post won't be hiring any of their headline writers. But here's the thing. People did get punked. They were reading it all over the city. They were picking it up and looking kind of verklempt, if you will, thinking, what am I reading? And then they really thought they were reading the Post, but obviously they weren't doing that. All right, how about this one? From Detroit, the Border Patrol is feeling a real need for speed. The Department of Homeland Security is showing off a $900,000 prototype high-speed patrol boat. They demonstrated it just the other day on the Detroit River. It's a 43-foot craft. It's powered by four 350-horsepower engines. Wow. The Detroit Free Press is saying that the boat has a speed of about 70 miles an hour. That's the top speed, compared with about 62 for what they currently have. And it's got massive high-tech power. Cameras can lock on to suspects a mile away. The government says heat sensors on the boat can pick out targets at a distance of 3 miles. Woo, that's pretty good. 3 miles? They'll be able to nail some people trying to swim across, I would think, anyway. And finally, this is our last news you can abuse. Some French workers feel they have nothing to lose from Paris. 15 men who work at a struggling heater factory in northwest France are posing for a nude calendar. They hope this will help them. They're maybe not trying to save their jobs, but they are sort of trying to save their jobs. They have strategically placed props that are keeping the workers from being a little bit overexposed. Mr. February is wearing nothing but a cardboard box. Mr. October is posed like the Rodin sculpture, The Thinker. The workers' union says they've sold 2,000 of the $10 calendars in just 3 days. Oh, boy, I don't know. It's like that movie, I can't think of what the movie was called, that English movie where the women posed and they had things strategically placed. It was a hit movie. I can't think of it. I'll think of it. Somebody out there can help me out. You can shoot me an email with it on americatonight.net. americatonight.net. All right, quickly, this day in history, if we wind the clock back to 1969, Marcus Welby, MD, debuted on ABC. It starred Robert Young, James Brolin, of course, were the top characters. In 1986, Congress designated the rose as America's national flower. Did you know that? 1992, did you ever watch a show called Mad About You? Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. It was on NBC. It was a pretty big hit for a while anyway. And then how about this? 2002, a pair of would-be burglars picked the wrong home to visit. They broke into the residence of a Dallas police officer. One suspect was shot in the leg trying to flee the scene. Both men were arrested. Duh. All right, cue up the music, Maestro. I think we have some birthdays. That's right, celebrating a birthday. Actor Jason Alexander is the big 5-0. You think of all those years on Seinfeld, what a huge success that was and how tough it is for guys like Jason Alexander. He's had some success after that, but you hit that high note and people just think of you that as that character, I think, forever. Singer Bruce Springsteen is 10 years older than Alexander. He is 60 years old. Wonder how the boss brings in the big day. He's got a couple of kids, and obviously his wife is in the band, too. I don't even think they're touring right now. So they might go do a little gig somewhere in Jersey or just have a mellow kind of evening. 60's big, though. Singer Julio Iglesias is 66 years old. Anybody know singer Lita Ford? Some decent pipes, 50 years old. Actor Mickey Rooney's still alive, 89 years old. I have a friend that says every once in a while, she lives in Los Angeles, she runs into him at Gelman's, the market out there. Actress Mary Kay Place is 62 years old, also celebrating a birthday a little bit younger than Mary Kay Place. Actress Elizabeth Peña, 48 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you from all of us from America Tonight.
We must plan for tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.